Good morning. Here's some of the news for Thursday, April 21st, 2016. As many as 500 refugees are feared dead after a shipwreck last week in the Mediterranean Sea between Italy and Libya. UNHCR's William Spindler describes what has been learned from survivors.
What we know is that this particular group who survived were traveling on a boat that left Tobruk in Libya. They sailed for several hours, and while they were in the open sea, they approached a larger boat that was already overcrowded, and they were forced by the smugglers who were in control of the boat to move to this bigger boat, which was already carrying hundreds of people. And during that transfer, the larger boat became unstable and capsized and went down. And most of those who were on board, which are estimated to have been about 500, lost their lives. A few people managed to swim back to the smaller boat, and those who had not yet been moved also managed to survive. The boat drifted for 3 days before it was rescued by a merchant ship and taken to Greece.
The tragedy ranks among the deadliest in recent years on the often treacherous sea voyage along the central Mediterranean by refugees and migrants from Africa, the Middle East, and beyond. They've traveled in droves, hoping to reach relatively peaceful and wealthy Europe. A magnitude 6.1 aftershock in Ecuador on Wednesday set babies crying, and it sent nervous residents pouring into the street. The pre-dawn jolt was the strongest aftershock yet since Saturday's magnitude 7.8 quake, which killed more than 500 people. About 7,000 were injured. The Ecuadorian President Correa says he will increase taxes to raise badly needed funds to pay for rebuilding from the weekend's devastating earthquake. This includes taxes on millionaires and businesses. After Donald Trump's win in New York, 60.5% of the vote, he said he wasn't surprised that he did so well.
It was record-setting, and it's New York. And you know what is nice, I have to say? The place that knows me best gives us that kind of whatever. You know, it's really nice. They know me.
After Hillary Clinton's win in New York, she leads Bernie Sanders by 277 delegates, 1,428 to 1,151, not counting superdelegates. But problems voting came to light as New Yorkers were told they weren't registered or weren't registered with a particular party. Other problems included faulty ballot scanners and polling sites which opened late or not at all or were switched. Some people found 5 Sanders delegates and 6 Clinton delegates on their ballots. Many found those ballots confusing, and they were not uniform throughout the state. And this doesn't even address the problem of millions of New Yorkers not voting because we had a closed primary here in New York. In Brooklyn, the New York City Board of Elections confirmed that more than 125,000 voters were removed from voter rolls, and there were other widespread reports of irregularities. New York City's comptroller, Scott Stringer, initiated an audit of the Board of Elections. On his website, he has a portal, an online portal, to report any election day problems you may have had. Go to comptroller.nyc.com. comptroller.nyc.com. And New York State's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is also investigating the New York City Board of Elections, this after his office received more than 1,000 complaints on its voting hotline. The most common complaint was from people who tried to vote but were told they were unregistered. Others complained they were told they weren't registered with a particular party and couldn't vote in the primary of their choice. And Bernie Sanders, when he was back home in Vermont just before the polls closed, congratulated Clinton on the win, but he pointed to problems New York State had at the polls.
And I must say that I am really concerned about the conduct of the voting process in New York State. And I hope that that process will change in the future. And I'm not alone about my concerns. The comptroller of the city of New York talked today about voter irregularities and about chaos at the polling places, as did the mayor of the city of New York, Mayor de Blasio.
Today, Sanders begins a 2-day swing through Pennsylvania. In other news, the Flint water crisis became a criminal case on Wednesday when 2 state regulators and a city employee were charged with official misconduct, evidence tampering, and other offenses over the lead contamination. It alarmed the country and it brought cries of racism. In other news, the faces on our currency is changing. The leader of the Underground Railroad, Harriet Tubman, will be featured on the front of the $20 bill. She'll replace Andrew Jackson. He's being moved to the back of the bill. And there are other changes. Alexander Hamilton will remain on the face of the $10 note, but the Treasury building on the back of the bill will be changed to commemorate a 1913 march, which ended on the steps of the Treasury building with suffragette leaders Sojourner Truth, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Alice Paul. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Six men arrested during the unrest prompted by Freddie Gray's death in police custody sued the Baltimore Police Department, the state, and more than a dozen officers. They alleged that they were beaten, abused, and deprived of their constitutionally protected right to protest. The lawsuit was filed on Tuesday against the department, the state of Maryland, and 22 police officers, as well as former police chief Anthony Batts. He was fired last July and was heavily criticized for his response to the unrest. And finally, today, April 21st, is National Student Day of Action to Stop Police Terror. Which side are you on? Walkouts, protests, powerful manifestations of resistance on campuses across the country will be held today. The Day of Resistance is endorsed by Stolen Lives families who have taken part in Stop Mass Incarceration Network's past actions. And at noon at City Hall, there will be another push for the City Council to pass the Right to Know Act. Advocates for police reform say Mayor de Blasio and Commissioner Bratton's community policing strategies and retraining announcements are not adequate. Along with council members and families affected by police violence, they will call for accountability and police reform. That's at noon today at City Hall. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.